USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The day after President Donald Trump's election in November of 2016, the American Civil Liberties Union posted a message to him on their website saying, "See you in court." The president hasn't personally squared off against the ACLU from the witness stand, but the broader warning has happened. As of this week, the ACLU has filed nearly 400 lawsuits and other legal actions against the Trump administration. It prevailed in a U.S. Supreme Court case blocking the administration from placing citizenship questions on the 2020 census. It also spearheaded legal efforts that curtailed the policy of separating many migrant children from their parents. Of the lawsuits, 174 have dealt with immigrant rights, targeting the family separation policy, detention and deportation practices, and the administration's repeated attempts to make it harder to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.